Okay, so how big of a concern is a group like ISIS for young Muslims? Here's the opinion of one.
I'm a Malaysian Muslim, and there's like probably 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, right? So that's not the way normal people think.
That's Yuna Zarai. If you know her music already, you know her as Yuna. And there's a pretty good chance you do know her music. Tunes like the Pharrell Williams-produced Live Your Life.
We're meant for something bigger than this. Don't ever try to dismiss yourself, 'cause you don't have to.
Don't hide from what you are. That's sort of a mission statement for Yuna. She began writing songs at the age of 14, then landed a spot on Malaysia's version of American Idol, a show called One in a Million. She only got to the top 40 and then was eliminated. If it hadn't been for that show, do you think we'd know who you are today?
Probably not. You know what was weird? Like, when I went for that audition and I really wanted that opportunity to just, like, advance to the next round, and I did not, and I got so frustrated. I told myself, well, this is not the end, you know how far you could go, you know, people know that you can actually sing, and I just thought to myself, like, okay, well, I'm just gonna learn how to play the guitar and start writing songs, like actual songs, and that's how it all started. From that moment on, I was just like writing.
It paid off. She got noticed by a U.S. record label, and things just snowballed from there. Recent attention in the U.S. media, and the world doesn't seem to be any exception, has focused on the fact that she is a pop star in hijab, which often leads to headlines like one in the newspaper LA Weekly back in May, "The Muslim Pop Star." First of all, what do you think about that tag?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to run away from the person that I am. It is what it is. You know, I'm a Muslim singer-songwriter, and I practice Islam. It's my religion, it's my belief. It's normal, you know, everybody has their own thing, have their own beliefs, and you know, like, it doesn't stop me from getting people listening to my music, and it's really overwhelming. It's really cool to be able to just like go on tours and perform at these shows and have people from different walks of life and different backgrounds come together and listen to you sing. So it's cool.
Yeah, a standout line from that article in LA Weekly was you talking about your audiences, the hijabi girls, the hip hoppers, and the Asian American boys. Have you kind of...
It's so, because like every time after I perform, I would tell them like, hey, you know, there's going to be a meet and greet. So, you know, let's hang out. So after every show, just meet them. And I see all these different people. It's so cool, you know, and I never expected that coming out here. I never expected to be, you know, well received.
And she is well received. She played in Boston just 8 months ago and was back again last night. The club was packed again.